not a big fan of CNN, but one of the good things that they do is their Heroes segment, the top 10 CNN Heroes of 2009, and I thought I'd share those with you today. Jorge Munoz, I hope I'm pronouncing that properly, is a school bus driver. Jorge is helping hungry New Yorkers make it through tough times since 2004. He has handed out more than 70,000 meals from his mobile soup kitchen in Queens, for free, by the way. Jordan Thomas of Chattanooga, Tennessee, lost both legs in a boating accident in 2005. Since then, the Jordan Thomas Foundation has raised more than $400,000 to provide prosthetics for children in need. Bude Sohardi founded a children's home in one of the poorest areas of Indonesia. Today, the Roslyn Orphanage in West Timor provides food and shelter and education to more than 45 children. Betty Makoni is a Zimbabwe native. She founded the Girl Child Network to provide a haven for young victims of sexual abuse. The organization has raised more than $35,000 since 2001. Doc Henley, bartender Doc Henley, is providing clean water to communities worldwide. Through creative fundraising, his nonprofit Wine to Water has brought sustainable water systems to 25,000 people in five countries. Efren Pena Florida gives Filipino youth an alternative to gang membership through education. His dynamic teen company has 10,000 members and have taught basic reading and writing to 1,500 kids living in the slums. Derek Tabb has started the Roots of Music that gives young people an alternative to New Orleans streets. His education program provides free tutoring, instruments, and music instruction to more than 100 students. Roy Foster is an Army veteran, and he started the Stand Down House to help veterans struggling with addiction and homelessness in Florida. This is a good one. Since 2000, his program has provided life-changing services to nearly 900 veterans. Andrea Ivory is a breast cancer survivor. Andrea is bringing early detection to the doorsteps of uninsured women. With mobile mammography vans, her group has provided more than 500 free screenings in Miami, Florida. And finally, Brad Blauser is providing hope and mobility to disabled children and their families in Iraq since 2005. His Wheelchairs for Iraqi Kids program has distributed nearly 650 free pediatric wheelchairs to children in need. Those are the CNN heroes. Top 10 Heroes for 2009, and way to go, CNN, and way to go to the heroes. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.